Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. J-double-B. J-B-B. And Bourbon Heritage Month is over. No more bourbon on this show. At least for this month, I should say. Because now we kick in to Cody's birthday month, who's not here. I'm riding solo today, by the way, because he had some stuff to do, and I also had some stuff to do, and the time that he was available, I was not available, because I actually probably gotta cut this short, too, because I have somewhere I need to be as well, so someone made some plans for me, so, and it would be only respectful if I showed up on time, so, and I can also feel the allergies kicking in, because some godly reason it decided to rain here in old California, in Southern California, I should say, and it was really weird. It's cloudy as fuck yesterday. Then around 10 a.m. some little sprinkles here and there, so it was like, oh, that ain't shit. And then around 1 p.m. it just started pouring like crazy. And I drove out to the casino, so I'm out in the desert, and it started raining really fucking bad over there, so, and then it rained in the morning again, so my allergies are having an issue, but that's okay, because I plan on washing that away with some mezcal, excuse me, to wash that bad taste from last year's mezcal month out of my mouth. I found myself reminiscing on last year's mezcal month, and found one gem out of there at least, and that was my week. That was Dos Hombres by those Breaking Bad boys. There was that one silver lining gem in there between the rest of the weeks to follow, because I think that was one of those long extended months too. It was like a 5-week month, so it was not beneficial for our taste buds, to say the least. Luckily, December picked that right back up. Oh, no, November picked that back up, and I said, yep, we're just going to go back to beer and bourbon there. Well, this November, I have something else in plan, so usually this November, or Novembers in general, we just go back to bourbon and beer month. I am calling this this year's November, I'm calling it the last call. That's right, the last call. Like, you know, you're at the bar, last call, get your last pour. And the reason why is that I'm calling it the last call is because this is the time, and Cody will listen to this, and you know, this is the time when we start to put our top 10 list together of our favorite spirits that we've had on the show here. And so, Cody, listeners out there, I'm saying this now, bring whatever you think you can bring that you think will make that top 10 list, or that top 3 to 5 list for our worst of list.
this year as well, too. I'm still debating if I want a top three or top five for that. I feel like we haven't had that many fuckets this year. Or you can keep that motherfucker, you know? So, not too many of those this year. So, I'm ranging between top three, top five. We'll get to that realm when we get to, like, end of November-ish. Because we still got 3 months before we record that last. So, November will be the last call. Which means, bring anything. Don't give a damn what it is. Bring whatever you think could etch out something on your list that's already there. Bring something that you might think is god fucking awful and you just gotta try it. Just bring it. I just wanna see it. I wanna sniff it. I want to taste it. I want to taste the taste. I want to make sure that it makes that top 10 list. So it's called The Last Call. And I don't care what spirit it is. Rum, tequila, mezcal, bourbon, or I should say whiskey instead. Whiskey, vodka, even though we don't drink that shit on this show. A cocktail, whatever it may be, bring it. Because we get into the nitty gritty. And December, as we know, that's Armagnac Cognac month. Or Cognac Armagnac month, to be honest, because cognac comes first. So, November, last call. I actually think this year's mezcal is going to be a little bit better, too. Actually, not a little bit, but I think it's going to be much fucking better. I wouldn't have said that now had I not already tried this. Now, granted, I had, like, their whole fucking lineup before I tried this, probably, and then I kept coming back for their other lineup, and I only sipped this one time because I didn't want it to, I don't know, be overlooked on my palate, because I was drinking so much tequila this evening. And special thanks to Nosotros Tequila and Mezcal for inviting me, which, by the way, I'm wearing their hat, Nosotros Tequila and Mezcal, beautiful hat right here. I'm using their coaster, which, by the way, I got at this event, and this coaster is thick as shit. I love it. I should have grabbed two of them, one for my home office and one for my actual office. Nosotros, man, place is fucking amazing. I love that place. I love that company, per se, which, ta-da. Oh, wait. This is the logo with the I don't know what that is, if it's a parrot or whatever that is. The logo I saw Chris wearing on his hat with just the bird, doesn't say Nosotros. That is dope as shit right there. I like that. I wonder, I haven't gone to their website, but I hope they sell merchandise on there, because I wouldn't mind buying some stuff off there. So today is Nosotros Mezcal here on the JB Show. I was going to do my continue to celebrate my top 10, or I should say celebrating 50 years of hip-hop with my top 10 list here, and I was going to give my number 8, but I think I'll save that for Mix and Match Week, because, like I said, I am kind of in a bit of a rush, and I kind of don't want to rush through this artist, and also it'd be nice to have Cody here for that too as well, to discuss on this artist, because I think he's very unique. I guess I'm kind of already spoiling, so I should just shut the hell up. So I think I'll save that for Mix and Match Week and just keep this strictly to the Nosotros Mezcal. We also get into the nitty-gritty of celebrating 50 years of hip-hop, too. We started back in March. We're doing a top 10 list, basically, of our favorite... Well, you know, it didn't start off that way, but we wanted to say who contributed so much to the hip-hop community. But it kind of just turned into a top 10 of our favorite MCs list. So that's usually how these things turn out, realistically. And we're down to our number 8 now with October, and wrapping this up in December to give our top 10. Next year, I think we decided to do a top 10 who helped destroy hip-hop, which that might be even harder because, man, I could think of more than 10, but I will condense that down to the most as possible. Actually, we might do 12. Just start this shindig off in January and don't play no games or whatever. But I digress. I might have a little bit of issues sniffing. I'm not gonna lie, because my allergies are acting like a little bitch right now. But I will try to transition through this as much as I possibly can. First of all, I got this this bottle of Nosotros Mezcal. I got this at Tequila Ranch in Paramount, California. To guess Tequila Ranch, great store. It's about, well, actually, I can't even give the price because I got a 10% discount on it because they had like a sale going on in the store. But usually from when I've seen the bottle run for them, it runs from like $59 or whatever. So, and with a 10% discount, that's fucking dope. So, Finally got the Mezcal. I got the Añejo not too long ago, which was like, I got it at the Pavilions for like $134. Comes in a nice box too as well. It's gorgeous as hell. The only one I think I'm, well, I shouldn't say the only one I'm missing, because I want that damn Tesla tequila. I need the damn Tesla tequila! Ugh. Oh, that thing was so delicious. Oh, man. Oh, that was the highlight of the year right there. I was trying that Tesla tequila. I think we semi-reviewed it, but god damn. Oh, Tesla tequila. So goddamn good. I wish we had a bottle to review on the show here. Like, actually. Sorry, I'm rubbing my eyes. Some of the, getting the dust and crumbs of the mezcal. Actually, I'm just wiping the tears from my face because I'm crying thinking that, oh, this mezcal is going to be horrible. Having flashbacks and PTSD. So, no, but I need that damn Tesla tequila. That, and I need that cider, too. I think it's like $300. I think I saw it at a, I think it was at Pavilions, too. There's like a cider Añejo, I think they have, or something like that. And it comes in a nice little brown wood box, too. It looks gorgeous as hell. But I think it runs for like $300 and something dollars. So that one is the last one I'll need along with the, but if, I'd rather just spend $300 on the Tesla, to be honest. Even though that damn thing is probably like $800 to a fucking $1,000 or something like that. And you can blow me. I ain't paying that for that. Actually, I take that back. Because I'm willing to spend that on that Hennessy Paradiso. I mean, if I really want that Tesla tequila, then I guess I'll just have to break some bread with it. Anyway, though, people, let's go on into talking about this mezcal right here now. So, I love the packaging on it. I saw a box on this at Total Wine. I guess Tequila Ranch didn't get the boxes, but, you know, I got enough damn boxes as it is, and I'm trying to fit bottles wherever they can go at this point. So, it does come with a nice little tag on there, though, with this nice little write, and it says, where is it at right here? Oh, yeah, Nosotros. It means us, we in English, tila and mezcal, crafted to be shared. Drink with us. I think that is really dope, because yes, I do agree that great spirits like this should be shared. And I have to say, Nosotros tequila, what I love about it is it's just like a, I don't know if this is an insult, but I don't mean it to be. It's just like an everyday tequila, realistically, because you can find it anywhere, like at grocery stores, any liquor store that sells tequila, per se, bottle shops, whatever it may be, your local Total Wine, BevMo's, and stuff like that. And the prices are always great. And the fact that you could just find this delicious spirit just about anywhere, I just find it to be really amazing. So, ooh, they got the black cork. Now, you know how much I love the black cork. There's only one company that does the black cork that I know of. And funny enough, the bottle's sitting right here, too, as well. And that's that old Blue Run. Mm. It might be why I also like Nosotros, too, is I think their customer service work is just fucking incredible over there. And that's why I love Blue Run. I think their customer service is one of the best. And if I'm not mistaken, I did call Nosotros Tequila the Blue Run of the tequila factor there, because I think Blue Run just handles things the best. Also, too, Kentucky Owl. I love Kentucky Owl's customer service. I love the people that work behind it. I think they're just amazing, incredible people there. So, yeah, I think the same thing for Nosotros, too. They just have a good group of people working there. They all care about the company, the spirit itself, interacting with the fans. And they just make some great damn products as well, too. So, you know, if they made shitty products, probably wouldn't be hyping them up that much. But, you know, everything I've tried so far has just been amazing. So, all right. So I've already tried this, like I said, but I haven't tried it with a fresh palate. I had like a few other things as well when I sipped this. And I'm just using a simple long stem. I always fuck the name of this company up. Whiskey of Wonder or Wonder of Whiskey, I believe. Glass. Tall stem glass. It looks like damn near water. Just like mezcal probably should be looking. Yep. Okay, so no matter how stuffed up my nose is, man, you get the agave. Less smoke on there. Smells like a harvest has been run through there. It's got a lot of grassy, earthy tones on there. smells like it's gonna be very sweet. Got this nice undertone to it, or whatever. I love that actually. Or whatever. I love the fact that I'm got allergies kicking in. And I'm a little stuffed up, but yet I can still smell all the notes on there. What's the percentage on this? Oh, and also too, one other fun fact about Nosotros tequila and mezcal. All of their bottles are 100% recycled glass. So, also trying to save the earth over there. That oh, look at this. From our January 2022 harvest. Wait, gluten-free. Huh. Oh, good. I care about healthiness when I'm drinking the liqueur. Oh, here it is. 42% alcohol. Okay. That's not bad. 750 milliliter. Alberto Ortiz. Hecho en México. En México. Mezcal artesanal joven. Okay. I notice it says La Historia de Nosotros Mezcal. I wonder if that's the whole name of Nosotros and I just fuck it up. Yeah, I'm in love with their logo. Bird meets butterfly. Butterfly meets bird. It's the two bottles sitting next to each other. Two of my favorite companies. Blue Run. Nosotros. Let's get a sip of this bad boy right now. Because the allergies are kicking in even harder now. I can feel it. I can sniff it. I can taste it. I don't want it no more. So let's hope the mezcal knocks that bad boy out. First mezcal of the year on this show and in regular life in general. When I'm not playing JB on the show, when I'm playing old Jermaine. So really creamy on the palate. It's got this nice sweet citrus on there. It's got a little sweetness on there. Oh, I love that. Oh, a little bit of fruit on there. I'm thinking more in the melons. Actually, no. What is that? Hold on. Is that like a... You get your earthy undertone still. It's got that grassy note on there, but it's like an apricot as well, too. I also feel like I'm getting like a cantaloupe, grapefruit, maybe? Cantaloupe and grapefruit? Huh. I don't know what that is, actually. It's been a long time since I've had a cantaloupe, or a grapefruit, I should say. Actually, both. I haven't had a cantaloupe or grapefruit in a while. I kind of stick with my regular fruits there, which is like cherries and strawberries and stuff like that, so I'm more of a berry kind of guy. Oh. Love that finish, too. It's got that nice smoky finish to it. The heat is very subtle. It's mild, but it lingers. It's got that nice medium-length finish right there. The agave tastes very earthy. Got an earthy agave on there, but it's also like feels like it's like cooked earthy agave. Oh, man. Not overwhelming. Love that part as well, too. Almost like this vegetal. It's got your normal mezcal flavor notes on there, like your vegetal, earthy, floral, grassy flavors are on there. It's got some nice fruit hints in there. I can't pinpoint what it is. I'm kind of picking up like apricot, a grapefruit, some melon in there. I'm thinking cantaloupe, but I think I'm kind of wrong on the grapefruit and cantaloupe there. I just love, there's a little bit of vanilla right there too. Every sip, this gets like a little bit more sweeter and I'm starting to taste more. I'm seeing some like a, like honey and vanilla. And then there's like some leathery note back there on the back end of the tongue there. Very complex too. Loving this right now. Oh my God, it's getting so much better. It was hard to do, when I first sipped this, it was hard to like kind of pinpoint what this may be, because I have the Blanco, Reposado, and the Añejo. Wait, did he have the Añejo there? He did have the Añejo. Yeah. I had all three of those before I tried the mezcal, and I actually didn't even want to try the mezcal, but Chris was willing to pour it, and I was just like, well, let's go ahead and sip it. And the reason why I didn't want to try the mezcal is I didn't want that to be my first experience of trying the mezcal before I reviewed it, because mezcal month was literally coming up. But I kind of figured, I was just like, eh, it'll probably pass through, and I'm not really thinking about it that much, because plus I just have three other pours, literally, so I think it'll be fine. I'm sipping this bad boy now, though. Mm. Shut up, Instagram. Mm. Got so much shit on this desk right now. Like, iPad's going off, phone is going off over there, the fucking other laptop. Shut the hell up. I'm trying to record a show here, goddammit. Trying to be professional. I love how easy this is to sip on. You know, people always tell me they don't like mezcal because it's all too smoky and stuff like that. That's the one thing about Nosotros tequila and mezcal. It is the easiest damn thing to sip on. In that realm of tequila and mezcal. I'm sipping this thing. I'm not even knowing I'm even drinking mezcal, realistically. It is that damn smooth. Kind of frightening how, you know, subtle this may be, you know. It's got a nice, perfect balance. And it's funny that it's sitting right next to Blue Run, which is Blue Run Golden Rye, batch number 2, by the way. Because that's their whole MO. Everything's perfectly balanced. Oh, man. There's this citrus note. And that's not what it is. I thought it was cantaloupe, but there's a citrus note there. Like a zestiness that just kind of sticks out. And the apricot, I'm starting to taste that more. So I'm sticking with that fruit. There's some apricot there, but there's something there that's got this citrus note to it. It's not like a lemon or a lime or something. I just can't pinpoint what it is, and it's bothering me. Ugh. It's got like this earthiness that's like surrounding it, like it's an earthbender or some shit, and it's just like blocking all my views here. Oh man, it's got this earthy marshmallow s'more type thing going on over here. Campfire toastiness, like a toasted barrel, like the agave's been toasted. Everything's goddamn toasted in this drink, and it's so fucking delicious. Mmm. God damn, this is good. Damn, man. Oh, this is like top 10. This is really fucking good. 50, did I say 59? Yeah, 59. About like 50. I think it's like $60 or whatever. So $60 pour right here. $60 pour right here. And it is really good. So my friend, Miss Wendy, who was with me at this event, she had this too, and she even said she don't really like mezcal at all. She sipped on it, and it was nice to have her there too, because she does, she indulges in her cocktails, and she drinks a little whiskey here and there, but what was nice to have her there is to hear her perspective of how much she doesn't drink this and that or whatever and stuff, and to see her sip this mezcal. She had it like 3 times, and she was just like, whoa, it doesn't have those artificial flavors, doesn't taste like it's got sweeteners in there, doesn't taste fake, everything tastes organic, it's natural, it's really good, and she was just like feeling it. Actually, I think I know what to get her for Christmas now. Bottle of Nosotros Mezcal. I shouldn't have said that out loud because she probably just listened to the show. I'm going to edit that part out. Actually, no, I'm not, because I'm lazy. So, so surprise, Wendy. Merry Christmas, motherfucker. Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm. You know, when I first sipped this, I had my mind made up. When I sipped it at the event, I had my mind made up. I said, well, that's good, you know. That's cool. That's probably like, you know, a good 2.5 maybe. 2.5 or 3 if I'm feeling happy. I'm sipping this bad boy now. Especially since I can taste it and sniff it over the allergies. That's a special, unique pour right there then. So the fact that I can do that, man. Let me sip the last sip of this right here. Mm. Drop a last drop on that. You heard me, goddammit. Put a last drop on that. Put some respect on his name right now. That was fucking delicious. What is that dust right there? Thought I'd dust that shit down the other day or whatever. Saw some dust on my headphone stand over there. It lights up and shit like that or whatever. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, why half of it looked black and the other half looked dusty? I ain't feeling that at all. Mm-mm. Anyway, yeah, I'm giving this a last drop. This right here is how we're going to kick off Nosotros, Nosotros month. Tequila, Mezcal month. Jesus Christ. Think we do another Nosotros month right here. We had a Nosotros week. I think I reviewed the Blanco and Reposado. I think I sipped a little bit of the Añejo, but I didn't talk about it. I think actually, since we're doing tequila next year as a full-on week, I think me and Cody, he probably drunk that shit already, though. I'll probably have to give him a sample. Me and Cody, we'll do Nosotros for that month right there. Yeah, I think we're going to do that. So, Nosotros Añejo. Yeah, man, it's the last drop. I can't complain. It's got that nice finish on there. I love it. It lingers, but it's not too strong. It's very subtle. It's really good. I really feel like I can introduce this in anybody that says they don't like Mezcal. And I think, I don't know if it would turn them around because not every Mezcal tastes as good or whatever, especially if you want to listen to last year's Mezcal picks we had. But I think this would open some eyes and go like, oh yeah, I had some Mezcal. And like if they saw it at a bar and they were getting it, then they, or if they went to a Mezcal event, they saw this bottle here, they would try it out some more. So yeah, I got to give this a last drop. The price range is good. The presentation is good. The people are good. The spirit itself is really good. I'm really happy I got this bottle. I bet this makes some nice ass fucking margaritas with it too, by the way. My head is just plotting right now. I'm plotting and planning, thinking of ideas and crunching. Actually, I might go make some margaritas. Well, not right now because I need to leave in 10 minutes. But maybe tomorrow. I'll probably make some margaritas. Oh, wait, no. I'll do that on Tuesday. Yeah. We'll do like a little Taco Tuesday and then throw some Mezcal margaritas on there with this. Oh, yeah. I love this. Got a little bit left in this glass. Let me just slurp that bad boy. Disgusting. Disgusting for your ears, at least. Mm. I just love how calm the earthy, grassy notes are, too. Like, they're not overpowering. And I love the complexity behind it, too. It's got a lot of uniqueness. The complexity in which that, like, I can tell that there's apricot there, but I can't. If you get to it, but also I sense it there or whatever. And then like the citrus notes just kind of came out of nowhere. And then the more I sipped on it is when it started getting sweeter and the vanilla and honey notes started really picking up. And now I'm getting like this toasted s'mores chocolate-ness. Well, I shouldn't say chocolate notes is what I'm getting, but it just tastes like it's on a roasted campfire of goodness there. So yeah, man, Nosotros. Tequila and mezcal. I can't wait to have more of this. And if you mix it with just add ice cocktails and a can, forget about it. Like I told you, when I went to that Nosotros event the last time, I had fucking 8 of those cups, dude. Best goddamn cocktail I've had this year. I wish I had it on the show. I would that is like... That would be the first cocktail to ever make a top 10 list here on this show. So it's going to be a really weird top 10 list this year. Like I'm curious to see, like, I feel like me and Cody probably going to be in the same realm, but I guess Cody kind of has no choice. Cause he's missed a lot of, shows. So I'm trying to think like, he hasn't been on a lot of, his weeks in Mix and Match. So yeah, a lot of his shows he's missed or whatever. So he's kind of limited, but I think he's got enough material earlier in the year to work with. And but I thought later in the year is when it really started to get better here, especially when getting into this. I'm curious to see what he brings in Mezcal, because I know he was really disappointed last year. It being his birthday month and his month at that too as well. So yeah, this is about to be a pickup for him. I kind of know he's gonna like be looking to step his game up from last year. So anyway, I've been going on for 30 minutes now. I'm going to cut this off now. Like I said, I gotta head out. I'm really glad I bought this bottle. Like I said, $60. Go find it at your local anywhere stores. You can find it. You can find it at a grocery store. I shouldn't say any grocery store. I found it at Pavilions. I think you can find it at Ralph's. I'm not really sure. You can find it at Total Wine, BevMo, anywhere. You know what? Actually, I don't think I saw this at BevMo. But I don't really look that hard in BevMo, to be honest, neither. But Total Wine has it. You can get it there. I recommend going to Tequila Ranch in Paramount, California. They just got a little variety of everything. So you can grab this and maybe a G4 bottle or something like that. Just grab anything you want in there. Tell them JB sent you from the last drop. Yeah, so I'm going to get out of here, people. Like I said, thank you for tuning in this week. Hope you tune in next week when Cody returns and gives us his number 8 in his hip-hop list and also his first mezcal of the month, baby. We're getting down to nitty-gritty. This is birthday month. You better come and enjoy this shit. So, like we always say, because I am your godfather of whiskey, I'm JB, and like we always say, livers will never be the same, because glasses will never be dry.